Welcome to Hail Varsity Radio, the voice of Husker Nation. Insight, opinion, expertise, with the biggest and best names talking Nebraska across the state. Join the show on Twitter at Hail Varsity and at Schmitz underscore radio. Call in at 402-466-ESPN or 1-800-825-5865. Here's Chris Schmitz.
People can read into a lot of stuff. These guys are fighting, and we're going to keep fighting.
That is good to hear. Welcome to Monday. It's Hail Varsity Radio, presented by the Nebraska Lottery. Chris Schmidt, the Pride of Chicago, Danny Burke, and you. Open phones on your Monday till 5 o'clock, 466-3776, 466-3776, 800-825-5865. Numbers to get in. Welcome to join us. Can tweet at us at Schmidt underscore radio, at Danny Burke 5, at Hail Varsity, and always send us an email. I will read it on air, and you can make fun of how I read it on air. We'll get into the Purdue loss and look forward the look forward to Wisconsin, and some things to chat about today. Good article and story, per the usual, from Brandon Vogel. Is Nebraska football better than a year ago? We can discuss that, and we can kind of project the rest of the year. Nebraska is 0-4. Nebraska lost at home to Purdue. Nebraska was getting drilled at home by Purdue. But you heard from Scott Frost right there. He talked about this team's perseverance. They came back. It wasn't perfect by any stretch. We did a lot of work for the Real Red Reaction show, and you chimed in. Emotion still raw. Husker fans still PO'd. Wanting to go zebra hunting. You have calmed, I don't know if you've calmed down, but you've maybe dialed it back just a smidge since 6:15 on Saturday night, digested and looked at what you have. 466-3776, 466-3776, 800-825-5865. As a Nebraska fan, are you still locked in to football? Are you still locked into this Saturday, or have you checked out because you're good? They're 0-4. If they win a game or two, maybe I'll start paying attention again. But I'm kind of interested to take your temperature and wondering where you're at. And the type of temperature I take, I use the forehead, all right? It's kind of what I'm into. Before we get back into Nebraska football, Danny Burke, Pride of Chicago, my condolences to you. Your freaking Cubs. No one gave them the Heimlich. And they kept eating while they couldn't breathe.
You know, Mondays suck generally, but this just made it so much worse.
You stomped in here with your Patagonia gear. Didn't offer me or anybody in the building anything from Chipotle. You walk in here, you freaking stink up in a good way. The control room, you're eating your guac, the chips look good. Hey, Danny, what's up?
Hi.
What happened to the Cubs? Oh, your Cubs lost. So they got to play another elimination game tomorrow between the Rockies and the Dodgers. I am sorry. I'm not sorry. I am sorry for you.
It's tough, man, but it's kind of like...
You're good for another 108. You realize this.
Right. I mean, I'm used to it. We have this pent-up aggression. We're just used to it as Cubs fans. We know how it goes. I still have faith in us. I just...
You're lying to me.
I'm hoping that we just face the Rockies at least. Don't want to see Kershaw tomorrow. But if we can get that done, anything can happen in the playoffs. You don't ride in the regular season, Schmitty. You ride in October.
I know. And the bus is stopped, ready to pick up every bandwagon Cubby fan there is. Let's talk about Nebraska, Scott Frost, post-game, and raw emotion. He was spent. He was through the ringer. He was wore out, as were you, the Nebraska fan, who sat through a dreary, chilly, damp outing against Purdue. And this is what Scott Frost said. And he was beyond himself. He was beside himself.
Yeah, I got a sense of why, but I don't really want to say why. Because this is my team. This isn't somebody else's team. But in order to have a disciplined team, you got to have guys that really care. And you got to have guys that are accountable. And you have to have an environment where they're held accountable to all the little things they do on and off the field. We're doing that. I don't know if it's taken root with everybody. I don't know how many habits people have. We're trying to break a lot of habits. We're trying to teach them how we want things done. Because I know when things are done that way, you win games and you win championships. And as hard as this team has played, a lot of guys on this team have played and played well enough to win. We're not going to win as long as those things are happening.
Why are guys making idiotic decisions? Selfishness. And it's his team. But bad habits. You had kind of a cowboy, pro-style mentality and locker room before December 4th. Are guys serious about it? Do you believe Nebraska football will get disciplined before this year ends? Scott Frost has made changes. Scott Frost has said, Lamar Jackson, you get to watch. Did so in the second half. Scott Frost has said, Mike Williams, whoever else is lining up besides Stanley and JD, you get to watch. Cade Warner, you do a hell of a job of blocking, and you get open. Eric Lee, way to be. You've worked your butt off. You've bought in. You've kept grinding. You're the new starting cornerback. I'm good with it. Tanner Farmer, things went okay. It went better than okay running the football in the second half when you moved to center. Cole, sorry you got dinged, but Tanner, you're our guy. Bo Wilson, you like to hurt people in a good way on the football field. You're going to be starting at right guard. Thank you for making changes. It is hard to make changes at cornerback when you have five. Five scholarship guys that you feel like are it at this point as you keep coaching guys up. Why don't they have more than five? Because the other 68 that are probably on the roster have had a total combined 68 reps before Frost got here. Have they gotten any better? Don't know, because they didn't practice before December 4th or didn't practice that often. You still got to go out and do it. Your scheme's got to be better. You got to be better at coaching. You got to be more disciplined. And you got to change the culture. You've got four or five things that you're all trying to fix. And Coach talked about that, caring enough to not be selfish. Why are we rehashing Saturday? Because there may be some sunshine on the horizon. And I'm not pumping any today. I mean, I think that, I know rock bottom was Michigan, but I think come to Jesus was Saturday.
I think we've addressed what we need to address. We find another way to shoot ourselves in the foot. But it all comes down to caring enough to do it right. Not just on the field. It comes down to caring enough to do it right on Monday, on Tuesday, when you're supposed to be in study hall, when you're supposed to be at class. The way you treat the people that serve you food in the lunch line. People that do all those things the right way are winners, and they win. And we got a bunch of them on this team. We got a bunch of them. But we're doing enough little things wrong that we can't overcome it right now. We're not good enough to overcome those things right now.
They are not. They showed that. Purdue worked you by 14. You are winless heading into Madtown. Does Nebraska get discipline? Do they get religion by Saturday? Not for a win, but for something you're proud of to see for four quarters. And I'm done talking. And I'm done hearing people talk. Because there's actually been some action by captains, by guys on the team. A different practice that Scott Frost noticed today. And he ain't selling you anything. The guy's making $5 million a year as long as he wants to be here. He ain't worried. And he shouldn't be. So he is going to shoot you straight. He doesn't do what he does. Last Saturday after that loss, as raw emotionally as he is, and worry about stepping on toes. You ask him a question, he's going to give you an answer. Well, today's press conference got an answer that was pretty nice. That being, hey, Scott, do you have everybody's attention finally?
Yeah, I talk to him. You know, when we do our warm-up drills, we make every skill guy carry the ball. We make them carry a ball while they're doing active stretch. And we try to strip it out as coaches every day. There was one day earlier this fall, we got 17 balls out. So they're working on it, but I don't know how diligently they're working on it until turnovers cost them two games. And then all of a sudden they realize that maybe this is important. It didn't matter what we told them because we tried. Sometimes you got to get hit in the face to understand something. Same thing I told them defensively, we do turnover drills every day at the beginning of practice. One of them's tip drill, where somebody tips the ball, you go up in full speed, high point it, make sure you're the first man to the ball. It's been okay, but it hadn't been guys practicing diligently with the intent of, if this error comes up, I'm going to make this play. Sure enough, the play shows up in the game. It happens. The ball's up in the air. If we go get it, it's probably 14-7 us. We don't get it, it's 14-7 them. I think finally they realize we better be not just doing this, but doing this with the intent of being great at it. It hasn't mattered how much I've tried to tell them or how much the coaches have tried to tell them. It's just like heaven. You guys, probably a lot of you have teenagers and kids. Sometimes you can tell them all you want until they experience it. It doesn't get changed. I can see a change now. I saw some guys practicing hard today that I haven't ever seen practice with that kind of energy. Sometimes you got to go through those moments, but I'm hoping that this beginning of this season is a turning point for this football team.
Watershed turning point. Again, Saturday was come to Jesus for this football team because, man, you got worked by a team you beat as bad as you were last year at home by 14. They were up 21. It finally slapped them, each cheek, above the belt. And I think they went WTF. I think finally you had some peers say, we're done. Enough's enough. And it's Charlie Brown's bleeping teacher. Wah, 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 wah. Talking. I love that in Charlie Brown, right? They're sitting in class and you never see the teacher. You just have Peppermint Patty calling Marcy sir all the time. But you can't understand the teacher because it's just white noise and the kids are glazed over. Deep fear as a teacher, right? Well, finally, all these things between, oh, damn, we fumbled twice. Nebraska fumbled twice against Colorado and it cost them. So guess what? Nebraska's held onto the football since then. They have got to live it to believe it is the problem. Oh, it'd be nice to get an interception. These tip drills, let's just go through the motions. Well, Scott Frost outlined just how vital that tip drill is. Antonio Reed makes that pick. Good night. Off to the races. 14-point swing, 10-point swing. And you're really rolling because you get a touchdown on your offensive possession. Then you not only get an interception, but you take one to the house, and you're up 14-7. And your defense complements your offense, not only with a turnover, but with points physically directly off of a turnover. And these guys finally saw that. The guys in the captain's chair finally saw all of this. They had enough. And they have that moment where they talk to their own guys. And instead of Charlie Brown's teacher barking and is inaudible, it's pure English and it's Morgan Freeman's voice. They get it. They're engaged. And they're sick of it. They are finally sick and tired of it themselves. And I think the impact from Frost's emotion Saturday hurt. Those players hurt for him. He hurt for them. But then the guys that were affected by him in the post game and his passion, his energy, his heartbreak, they realize that, man, this is this guy's life. And I need to be more like some of my teammates that live, eat, sleep, breathe this stuff. So you're come to Jesus with Saturday against Purdue. They are going to be 0-5 when we talk a week from today. But what's that 0-5 look like? Are they getting better? Are they better than last year's team? Yes. Yes, because they're working and getting better on not being a dumpster fire. And they've been a dumpster fire at times. But at least there's someone leading them out of this recklessness. Open phones the rest of the hour. You don't want to chime in? That's fine. I'll keep rapping. Me and Daniel carry it. Want to hear from you. 466-3776 800-825-5865. Join us here on Hail Varsity.
Miss us?
Come here, brother. Give me a hug. Bring it in for the real thing.
We're on call for you. Catch the podcast at HailVarsity.com, the ESPN Lincoln app, or download them on iTunes.
Saddle up, partner.
Back to Hail Varsity Radio.
Saturday, another tough loss for Nebraska football. And that despair may turn into hope. Because maybe the guys finally got it. Ranger Rick texts in. They need to move this team to the old Rusty Lincoln High locker room in an old school bus. And the training table should turn into ramen and Kraft mac and cheese. I was never huge on ramen. Both my college roommates liked it. One was a business management major. The other an architect major. The architect major, good dude, but thought he was way more important because I was an idiot in broadcasting and banking is easy, apparently. So, but he was a big ramen guy. Drove a Taurus, thought the chin whiskers looked cool. A lot of bad 90s music because he lived in Sioux Falls. I'm done judging, sorry.
Did you go through a grunge phase in the 90s?
I just listened.
Nirvana, all of them.
Nirvana. Yeah, I love Nirvana and Pearl Jam. And Soundgarden, but I didn't like dress like them.
Yeah, I don't think I could see you doing that.
Not a long hair flannel kind of guy. Cut it all. Yes, Dad. You know what, though? I mean, it kind of goes back to Nebraska football, not listening about ball security or tip drills or knowing your assignments until, oh, yeah, Purdue rolls in and beats you. It's kind of like the kid. When mom and dad tell them, you know, that's fine, honey, if you want to dress up in concert T-shirts and ripped jeans and grow your hair long. And if you have ripped jeans and concert T-shirts and long hair, God love you. But chicks think you're going to have BO, possibly. So good luck. Right? Mom and dad knew what was up. Scott Frost is dad. Listen to him with this football. So did the light bulb go on? Right? We've talked watershed. Does it get better from here? Listen, what I know is this. I know that he probably went nuclear after the game. And maybe at halftime. And the video channel 7 had a dude's dancing on the sideline. It was awkward because I don't know if it was... I don't know who number 32, I don't know what number 32 it was. Offense or defense, okay? But you got a bunch of dudes crammed together. It's one thing to be like exciting, but it's another thing to like be idiotic when you're down. There's a fine line of being positive and just jacking around on the sideline. Blows my mind. With maturity level of some people. And he probably had a very frank discussion with some of the kids. So, did the light bulb go on for this team? And it sounds like maybe it has, and it's thanks to what some of these captains are going to be doing.
Several of those guys that practice well today are some of the guys that didn't get in the game as much Saturday. It's way too late to have it happening, but I'm glad it's happening. I had four captains come into my office yesterday on their day off to talk about what needed to be done to get it fixed. I think the guys get it. And that's all part of building the foundation I talked about. Sometimes it doesn't matter how much the coach says it. If it doesn't come from in the locker room, there's not a lot of power to it. And now we got leaders that are excited to get some of these things changed and fixed. And it's still not going to get fixed overnight, but I think we got guys that are going to hold other people accountable to make sure that the right things are happening.
You know, this year, I can't predict what the win total is going to be. I don't know if it's going to be that first win against Bethune-Cookman, or if it's Minnesota, or if it's Northwestern, or if it's Wisconsin. And I don't know if there's a snowball's chance in hell that they pull off a miracle. But if you've got, like, the heartbeat actually going from the kids in the locker room that have said enough's enough, this stops now, when it could have been 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, at least it's been said, right? And now they move forward. It's better than the alternative, which was same result with a little more fight against a team you have more talent than, allegedly. Brian's on the horn. Brian, get us kicked off. How are you?
I'm doing all right. How about you, man?
Good, man. Thanks for calling. Go ahead.
I like to think that there is shades of Pelini in Frost speeches within the past, you know, since Saturday. There's somewhere in there, there's got to be something that just reminds you of Pelini. That's what I liked about Pelini. Like, he was willing to get in some guy's ear for doing stupid crap like I seen on the sidelines. They were dancing around when we were down. You just don't do that.
Here's the thing. And I'm not defending it, because you're absolutely right. They don't do it. You shouldn't do it. The point and problem is they thought it was okay. They thought it was a good idea, because no one ever told them, you don't do this, especially when you get your ass handed to you. Nobody on the team came over and screamed at them. And the coaches last year or this year
probably handed them off ice cream and sprinkles last year.
I don't know. Maybe it was a Werther's. I don't know. But, and listen, man, it comes down to culture, right?
Yep.
Is it free pass, hall pass, don't have a curfew? Or is it, all right, you're home by midnight or we got problems? It's kind of what it is.
No, you'll be home at 9:59, not a minute later.
Exactly. Brian, thanks for the call, bro. Appreciate you. 466-377-6800-825-5865. Yeah.
Imagine being an opposing team and seeing players do that, too. If you're facing an opponent and they're going crazy on the sidelines and you have a pretty healthy lead, you're thinking it's a cakewalk at this point.
I know. It's messed up. This text comes in, don't have a name but got a number. How did Nebraska get so bad, and could Coach Riley see it? Should use the O-line to teach the I formation. And this texter, we'll get to John in a second. Once more, Wyatt. Yeah, the offense has been frustrating, because they will go on a milk carton for long stretches, which you can't have and you don't need. But when they're clicking a bit, it is a really good offense. We'll get into some fourth down and third down, more specifically defense, moving forward. John's on the line. John, thanks for calling. Thanks for tuning in. Go ahead.
Yeah, Smitty, how's it going today?
Good, man. I got my coffee. Good. I'm a happy guy.
Good. Hey, you know, I've always been a guy that kind of thought culture, when you talk about culture, it's kind of a bunch of fluff. I mean, it's...
Do you believe that now?
No. No. I think this is one of the most evident pieces of information I've ever seen that leads me to believe that there's a lot to culture. And I want to see... It'd be easier for me if you could measure it, if you could see it, tangible evidence of it.
You can. And it's third quarter when they're kicking off and dudes are dancing.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I think some of us, and me included, could not see the forest through the trees the last 5 years. And I don't know how things got so sour and so bad, but that culture is bad, and it's Frost is doing an awesome job. I love him. I think I support him 100%, what he says, what he does. But I tell you what, he's got a task on his hands, and it's going to take a while.
Yeah, it will. Thanks for the call. Appreciate you, John. 466-377-6800-825-5865. I mean, you have some elements here to this home build that Coach Frost goes into. We'll pull that quote up here in a second. But you got culture, you got coaching, you got scheme, you got talent. Okay? And if guys think it's all good to dance, and that's just... Like, shut up, Schmidt. Who cares? You're down 14. But that's the point, is that it's not serious enough, or there's not a level of concern with some guys on the team. It's, hey, I'm part of the football team. How you doing? Right? Why do you want to play? Why do you want to be on the team? The perks or the investment needed? Third down defense. Should we get to that?
Yeah, let's do it. We got about 2 minutes here.
All right, so you're like, shut up, hurry up.
No, man, just say what you got to say. Just giving you a shot clock here.
Okay, I appreciate you, Danny. We'll let you get into the Cubs in a little bit. Charlie McBride's in 25 minutes. Jay Moore at 525. I'm excited, man. Mark Manning, head wrestling coach for Nebraska, going to be in studio with us. Got a great event coming up here on Friday. Jordan Burroughs. So, yeah, that's on the docket. So your time to dial in is now. The next 20 minutes. Can also email chris@hailvarsity.com. Nebraska defensively on third down. Good stuff here by Brandon Vogel. Teams are 24 of 61. It's 40%. Unfortunately, 12 of those 24 conversions, we said this Saturday night, 12 of the 24 third down conversions have been on third and eight or longer. Did I not say 50%?
Yeah, you said it.
I mean, my God, it's a bad dream from 91. Mark Brunell, Billy Joe Gunrack, third and 78, trips formation. First and 10, third and 14, give him 17. Here is the reality. Nebraska is lacking speed on the pass rush. And they may have some dudes that are faster than others, but might not be ready yet. But the last 3 weeks, Nebraska has not gotten home. And they're going with guys that they trust, and those guys that they trust aren't getting there. And if they do, it's a penalty. More time for you. Hail Varsity continues, presented by the Nebraska Lottery.
And now, back to Hail Varsity Radio.
25-minute warning. Charlie McBride, Mr. Blackshirt, going to join us. We may get his take on sideline dancing. Wisconsin, 42 points by the defense, one sack. And Ziggy going for a 170. How about Madonna Proactive? Go see your friends at Madonna Proactive. And what's going on there? How about the biggest sale of the year? Pay nothing through January and dial up Madonna Proactive 56 in Pine Lake, 402-420-0000, or get online, madonnaproactive.org. Membership includes an incredible facility, first and foremost, to do fitness. That's cardio, that's weights, that's swimming, that's 130 classes. It's a consultation and follow-up with a certified personal trainer. It's a one-hour session with a wellness coach. That's a consultation with a registered dietitian. Pay nothing till January 2019. Biggest sale going on with Madonna Proactive, madonnaproactive.org, 56th and Pine Lake Road. Okay, Coach Frost, more from him today. And he touched on the weight, what's on the shoulders of the team and the coaches right now, because you are still winless.
Yeah, you know, I think this thing could have looked totally different this year if we'd have caught some breaks and got a couple early. And I remember saying back then, this team is better. This team is better than it has been. We're better than we were against Michigan. We're better than we were in spring. I feel like we're light years from where we were in January. But in order to really believe it and start to take the field in a way that you expect to win, you got to experience some success. And it hurts for me, particularly the seniors, that to date they haven't gotten to experience that. When it does come, I'm going to be really happy for them.
Is Nebraska better right now? Do you feel better about the team right now? God, this is all relative. I know. 0-4. I get it. Do you feel better about the team after Purdue than you did against Michigan, than you did against Troy, than you did against the Buffs? I think if I'm ranking, your hope, your optimism, your projection was freaking sky high after the Buffs. And this game is kind of like the Colorado game, except Nebraska had the lead against Colorado. Nebraska's had the lead like twice all year. 28-20, 21-14. And then 7-0. That's insane. I feel a little bit better about Nebraska with how offensively they got on track, what they have in the running game. And I feel a lot better. Again, words, time for action. Understand that 1,000%. But if captains are going in on their off day, that is some action. If there is going to be threats of well-being to those who do stupid penalties, you felt it and saw it. And if you're a guy who committed the personal foul late hit penalty, or if you're a guy who held a defensive back off the line and got benched after being awarded the starting job a year ago, I'm excited for Lamar Jackson. I don't know how many times that guy's ever been benched in his life, because the guy was a California, Calabrasca kid, all the talent in the world. And when you have all the talent in the world type kids, you just want to keep them in your program, or they transfer somebody else somewhere else. It's a fact. So the word no and go sit down, maybe there needed to be a translation, because it's not like he's been told no or go sit down very often. It happened Saturday. Good for Eric Lee. Kept grinding. He's another four-star dude out at Atlanta. He kept working. He bought in. So think about Lamar Jackson's opportunity now. Like, just suck it up, get better, grow up, and go play, because you can be really, really good. How are you going to deal with this? If you're the I-backs with Ziggy there, dude, Ziggy has sent a clear message. I'm going to bust ass Monday through Friday in practice. I'm going to wow people, and I'm going to keep doing it. And I'm going to get 17 carries for 170 yards and be monstrous. Everybody else can see what Ziggy did. and follows suit. Is Nebraska better? They are inching that way, despite another loss. Some moments that you're like, wow, Adrian's still pretty money. I like him running the football. O-line might be better off here with Farmer at center and Wilson at guard. I can throw a bubble screen now because Cade Warner's mowing people down, so Zach Stoll on the edge. That all looked a lot better. You just can't have intermissions from touchdown one to touchdown two like you did. So are they better going into Wisconsin? If this is something that's serious and not a fluke one-hit wonder, man, coach is really pissed. Let's step up Monday. If they actually, okay, you had a good week of practice last week. So now you had another good Monday despite a loss after being an idiotic football team making so many bad decisions with penalties and being undisciplined. And now teammates are saying to those committing said penalties, knock it off or get out. They could go into Wisconsin and Danny Burke, the Pride of Chicago, Casino Danny, they could cover that 22-point number. The thing is you can't go really stun Wisconsin because they already got stung by the storm and Mormons. They'll win. They're better. But you can go play your butt off if you're Nebraska this Saturday. Let's see what type of jump they make. Is Nebraska better? I still think their peak has been the Colorado game, but this has probably been their second best of a bad four. That's what we're down to talking about.
I don't think they're better personally. Based off the actions that happened in the game, I really don't. Because you mentioned the offense, you saw glimpses of Nebraska's offense getting better. Well, that was supposed to be their best part coming into the season. However, it was the defense. And what happened with the defense in this past game? It was brutal. Nowhere to be found. But based on the actions
Nobody got home, man.
And what people were saying after the game, that's what I would feel better in the long term, more so than the actions in the game. I'm still thinking farther in the future for what I would feel more confident about.
That's fine. And yeah, are they a better football team? Does it seem like they're getting better? And short answer is no. They did way too many things that were naughty. But it was at least somewhat of a game. Nebraska had their chances. They got three stops, the ball back three times, down 14. It was brutal Saturday. But maybe it is that true watershed. I can't wait, man. Wisconsin, guys are saying the right things. Talk to Mo Berry today. He'll be with us this week. We'll take more of your calls here to wind down Hour 1. Blackshirt McBride's coming up on the way.
And now, back to Hail Varsity Radio.
We are 10 minutes away from Mr. Blackshirt, Charlie McBride, Jay Moore, Mark Manning. Mark Manning's going to put Danny in a fireman's carry. Maybe not. Tom, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, I'm just going to call and say, you know, your question about us getting better, Smitty, it seems like this season is just a total wash. We are getting better at some things. We're getting worse at some things, and we're the same at others. The things that we're better at, it's just not consistent. And I also want to know, as far as Lightbourne, has he been, like, watching highlights of Pele, or what's with the soccer kick? Because he's getting no hang time, which allows us not to get down and cover the punts anyway. So
I think the rugby suggestion was a substitute for his punting that has been going on, which is he's had a habit of out kicking his coverage or kicking it straight down the middle of the field. It's allowed some return setups. It's made it tougher on an already rough special teams unit. So maybe they suggested that to him. That's my thinking.
On a wet field, I mean, we're just looking for problems with having him do that.
Yeah, so. But you're an athlete. You've practiced. It's not the first time it was wet that last week.
Yeah.
And they're outdoors, so yeah. Do your job.
Just wondering.
Oh, man, appreciate you, Tom. Thanks for calling. Good stuff. Now, that was symbolic. I listen, he has all the world, all the time in the world to keep getting better. But he needs to get better, or I'm shopping for another punter and I'm shopping for another field goal kicker. Again, competition at those two spots, just like everywhere else, if guys aren't doing their job.
Those two plays, they happened pretty much back-to-back for Nebraska. That about summed up the season.
You saw Nebraska slipping a lot, and it's your field.
Right.
Purdue wasn't slipping. I mean, once in a while they would, but Moore had the ability to put the brakes on. Get that dude's awesome. Rondale Moore, money.
I also don't think it was that wet to be to have that be such a big factor. Sure, it was damp. It was wet. It was raining throughout the day, but it wasn't crazy by
any means. Danny, it was wet for everybody, and you never fell. You never fell going back to the bar. Kept your footing.
That's what I'm saying, man.
You were seeing eight.
We were outside. We were standing up straight.
Oh, it was good. It was fine. You know who else standing up straight? Rick Heyman. Sauter Heyman. He's standing up straight and looking you in the eye and saying, you know what? How about one-carat diamonds? Every girl dreams about that one-carat diamond. Right now, Sauter Heyman offering a spectacular one-carat diamond solitaire for only $100 a month. That's less than the price of a cup of coffee per day. And you can show her how much she means to you, whether it's her first ring or it's time to upgrade, or it's one you looked at and said, man, that'd be sweet. It can be a reality now. A one-carat diamond right now from Sauter Heyman. A one-carat diamond solitaire. Say it with me. One carat. She'll go, yes. She'll love that. $100 a month, less than the price of a cup of coffee per day. Go see Rick and your friends at Sauter Heyman now. Take advantage. One-time offer. Make it happen. 12th and O downtown Lincoln South Point Pavilion. In Lincoln or out west in Grand Island, SauterHeyman.com. Danny Burke, the pride of Chicago, is sweating.
We have a scoreboard update, I was going to say. Dodgers up 4-0.
I do like the Dodgers. I like watching the Dodgers. And I want to see Kershaw against the Cubs.
I don't tomorrow, that's for sure.
I think that'd be wonderful. You bring in the old style. I'll bring in the Dodger dogs.
Sounds like a plan.
Old park. Okay, Coach McBride next.
Welcome to Hail Varsity Radio, the voice of Husker Nation. Insight, opinion, expertise, with the biggest and best names talking Nebraska across the state. Join the show on Twitter at Hail Varsity and at Schmidt_radio. Call in at 402-466-ESPN or 1-800-825-5865. Here's Chris Schmidt.
Great to have you in hour two. It's Hail Varsity Radio presented by the Nebraska Lottery. Chris Schmidt, pride of Chicago, is Danny Burke. He is still smarting over his Cubbies today. It'll be all right tomorrow, Danny. It's time for Mondays with Charlie. We welcome in Mr. Blackshirt, longtime defensive coordinator, Hall of Famer, and all-around swell guy, Charlie McBride with us. Coach, is it all right if I call you swell?
That's good. That's an old-fashioned word. I can understand it.
Well, that was an old-fashioned run game when you look at yards per carry against the Nebraska defense last Saturday. Tell me about your Saturday experience watching Nebraska Purdue.
Really? Well, I tell you what, I found something out right away. When they came out, they were ready to play. I mean, the offense took the ball and jammed it to them. And then all of a sudden, this cloud kind of went over, and everybody said, oh, we can beat these guys. This is going to be easy. And they lost their edge, and they ended up struggling and ended up getting frustrated, and it carried through most of the game. There were, you know, some good spots. But, I mean, in some ways, you know, they've got to learn how to win. That's number one. I mean, that's the first thing you do is you got to keep the pedal to the metal, you know what I'm saying? And you know, it just seemed like defensively we weren't, of course, everybody in the world was saying that. I listened to that all day today on the Big Ten Network and some of these other things that they no pressure on the quarterback. And, you know, as time goes on, it's just a matter of, you know, trying to find a way to take some chances and put some pressure on them and get some people coming off the edge. And, you know, it's hard to do sometimes with some defenses, and it's not in other ones. And so I think with a 3-4 defense, it's a little bit harder to come off the edge if you're going to have your outside backers in coverage all the time, you know, a lot of the time. And that's what happens a lot of the time. And once you have them in coverage, now your 5 technique on the weak side is, you know, can be pretty well blocked by both the tackle and have the back chip them and go outside. And there's all kinds of things you can do with it. But, you know, you have to hold up inside. If they're a gap responsibility team, that's a must. And keep people off linebackers. And that's really what the whole thing's about. I mean, I didn't care if our guys made one tackle as long as they kept them off the backers. The backers will make the tackles. That's what they're linebackers for. You know, that's why they call them linebackers. And the defensive linemen are nothing but whale dung on the bottom of the ocean. You know, so. And then there's only one thing lower than that, and that's the coach. So I figure that's where I stood. So, you know how that goes. But. You know, there's something there, and I think Scott, you know, didn't go off on the thing, but somebody needs to sit down. And, you know, I could care less if, you know, they're the greatest players in the world. If they're the ones that are causing, you know, this, you know, not buying in or doing their own thing and that, then they just need to sit and rest. You know, usually you can sometimes put them next to the head coach, you know, on the sideline. They can watch the game from there. They'll like that.
It's a good view. It's a good view. Charlie McBride's with us, Mondays with Charlie. Hail Varsity Radio. Well, there's been changes made on the depth chart, and one's due to injury, and that is Will Honus is out because of a knee issue. Jacob Weinmaster is going to be at middle linebacker, inside linebacker, I should say. But Lamar Jackson got benched in the second half. Coach Frost was pretty vocal with him. Not screaming at him, but just vocal when it comes to some of the decisions he makes and has made. Number 21, the defensive back, Eric Lee, is going to be starting at corner. And then Tyron Ferguson will be back practice today, at least at that other outside linebacker spot. That's just some defensive changes. And on offense, Farmers moved to center. Bo Wilson's at right guard. Cade Warner got the start and will continue to get the start at wideout. That's Kurt's boy. And then Divino Zigbo is your number one running back. He ran extremely well. So there was the threat of movement on the depth chart that came through. And you're seeing even more changes this week as Nebraska gets ready for Wisconsin. Coach, we'll get your take on Wisconsin here coming up, but Coach Frost was very emotional after the loss, and I think it hit home with some of the guys, and that now it's some of the guys in the locker room going to the coach and communicating, and I think there's going to be some more ownership in that locker room by some of the seniors to knock off some of the BS that's been going on. Coach Frost had to lose his mind with guys dancing on the sideline.
Well, it was on TV too.
I know. Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, that's not the first time.
No, I know. Okay. You mentioned it last week.
I'm watching that on TV. He has something to do every week to point himself out. He'll come out late, or he'll walk off the field, or he'll, you know, just things that would rub you the wrong way. And, you know, I think that's the only way you teach anybody. If they want to be a player, they're going to have to change. But I always said a zebra never loses its stripes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they can turn into, and all of a sudden they'll pull one on you, you know, in some critical spot. They'll get you beat. So, you know, that's a tough way to learn, but that's the way you do it. And, you know, I think that goes too with guys that are you know, not, it doesn't, you don't have to be a wise guy to get benched. I mean, you know, you could just be not playing up to the standard they want. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think moving Wilson to guard is going to give him a little more athleticism, you know, and a kid that's a tough guy, mm-hmm. from what I can gather talking to people. And, you know, they need some guys that are, you know, really, really tough guys. And I happened to be watching a game last night, and I don't even know who the heck it was for sure, but they pointed out this one guard was really tough. And I mean, I watched him, and I mean, he was mashing people. And, you know, he was full blown. And if you're a lineman, you know, you've got to do more than at the line of scrimmage. If things break, you got to get downfield. You got to do things that are, you know, other things besides just follow your normal assignment. You got to get going and go see if you can get somebody else to block. Same thing with the wideouts. And, you know, I think that's a big thing that, you know, that I always respected our wideouts for. Is they, you know, of course, we weren't a big passing team, so they got a lot of work on blocking. But but they did a good job at it. I mean, they were, you know, they were always downfield. They were always somewhere harassing somebody. And those are the things you want to see. I think, you know, if you look at the Ohio State, Penn State game, you'll see exactly what I'm talking about.
That won him the game. Their downfield blocking turned a 5-yard gain into a touchdown. You're right on it with what Ohio State was doing downfield. Coach McBride's with us, Hale Varsity Radio. Coach, you look at Nebraska, and they're still winless, and it's got to be weighing on them. But I think maybe they take a step. Maybe they finally realize that Michigan was embarrassing, but Purdue was maybe even worse because it was at home, and you just got – You got beat up. You got beat up. They got ran on. And third down defense. Nebraska's just having one hell of a time getting stops on third down. And specifically when they've worked their tail off to make it third down and 8 or longer. Nebraska's had a heck of a time winning on third and long, Coach.
Well, I think people don't understand a lot of times, you know, when they say you got to get pressure, that doesn't mean you have to get a sack. That means you has to, you know, you have to get the quarterback to move around. You got to get the quarterback to release the ball like he doesn't want to, or, you know, like he would like to. And just things like that, get in his face, knock some balls down, do things that are, you know. And so I've always felt like if you got that kind, you can play. You can drop people with, you know, 8 or 10 yards to go. But I always thought the pressure was really one of the things. And sometimes you have to disguise the pressure on both sides, you know, so they're not sure where you're coming from, because a lot of times they're running a slant, and if that backer disappears, the slant's usually open unless that corners or the inside defensive back is really a stud and he can play that. But, you know, I think you just have to take chances. You can't go on status quo, okay? There's something you just have to maybe change your philosophy a little bit on third down or put a few wrinkles in there on third down. I noticed some of the stunts they're running, I know they're not working them. They're just doing them in practice, but they're not working on them. And I don't know that they know exactly what their responsibilities are when they came around. Now, you saw a play last night, okay, where they ran an inline stunt, and they were going 4th and 1, and they got stuffed for 5 yards at the end of the game. Now, that was what we call a jet stunt, you know, where the inside guy goes out and the outside guy comes in, and he came in right in the hole.
That's the Penn State-Ohio State game, yeah, yep.
Yeah, and he came right. Now, if you look at it close, those are the kind of things you have to have happen. You have to get something in the backfield, whether it's on the edge or whether it's in the A-gaps or somewhere where you can, you know, cause some penetration to disrupt a pull, disrupt things like that. And the ability to read the offensive linemen is really critical also, you know, in that time. Now, when you're in short yardage, you just have to bust it. You haven't got time to think about a whole lot, you know, down on the goal line. You can react to a pull or anything like that, but, you know, it's usually, you know, when the ball snaps, you're trying to take away more than 50% of the neutral zone in the first place. So, you know, that's a given. But I think they have to learn to keep the pressure on. And I think, you know, people are saying, well, they're all this and they're that. And I heard a comment today that Scott made the point. I think that he thought they were the most undisciplined team in the country. Well, I'm going to tell you what, they're going to play the most disciplined team in the country Saturday.
Yes.
And so, and that wins for them. And, you know, now, athletically, we've got athletes that can match them. I mean, we've got people that can do it. And if they start believing in themselves and the ball bounces a good, sometimes the right direction, you know, I saw a penalty yesterday that it was the most disgusting thing. That rough in the passer was a bunch of garbage.
Yes.
And, I mean, that's sickening. You know, I mean, he didn't have a hundredth of a second to change anything, and he didn't hit him in the head. He didn't do anything. He just took him down on the spot, and they call him for roughing the quarterback. That's really a bad call. And, of course, there's about a few more that I saw that, you know, looked a little shaky.
Yeah, look, speaking of zebras, Coach, a thought on this Wisconsin team. You are super close with Coach Chris. There's a picture of him when he was in junior high in your wallet.
My son and David, my youngest son and Paul, were dangerous at camp. I mean, you didn't know what they were supposed to charge these guys a quarter for a can of pop. I think they were, you know, after we left, I think it went to 50 cents.
That's funny.
And
shaking them down.
Yeah, they did, and I think with the hot dogs, too, at night, and they kind of put it to them. Those guys will eat anything when they're so hungry, they'll pay anything anyway, so I guess they figured, well, let's make some money.
Mm-hmm.
But they paid for it, let's put it that way.
I bet. How do you feel about Saturday night with Nebraska going to Wisconsin? Do you think you'll see a better Nebraska effort?
Oh, are you kidding? I think the locker room's going to start moving their feet a little bit. The guys are going to start talking. You know, they're embarrassed. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, they've embarrassed themselves in front of our team, and people look at them like, oh, man, you know, at Michigan it was just like, what's going on? And effort and things like that. Some guys think they're playing as hard as they can. They're not. Mm-hmm. They think they are. You know, but they're not. They can play harder. And, you know, I've always stressed that to these guys. You know, if you go out every day and you improve yourself 2%, you're going to be a heck of a football player by the end of the year. You know, and but I think, you know, and don't never say never, okay? And I've got this, every time I say this, I get stupid, but I got a good feeling in my gut.
Okay, you know? I believe you, Coach.
I think Wisconsin better get their socks on tight, because I think there's going to be some things happen, and whether they win or lose, I know they'll be in this game.
That'll be good.
And, so God bless them. I just hope they just get it all together and have some fun instead of every Monday you know, like you're going to the gallows.
Coach, we'll talk on Monday. Thanks so much.
Okay. I'll talk to you then. Thanks a lot for having me.
All-State, two-year starter, and rush in for the Big Red, an NFL vet.
Is Dudeness or Duder or, El Duderino, if you're not into the whole brevity thing.
It's Blackshirt Jay Moore with Hail Varsity Radio.
Back with you, Hail Varsity Radio, presented by the Nebraska Lottery. Blackshirt Husker NFLer Jay Moore at JayMoore44. Also watch him on Big Red Wrap-Up. Jay Bird, how are you?
I'm good, doing well, Schmitty. How about yourself?
I'm good. You weren't physically, or you didn't film yourself shaking your head via Twitter video, but I could picture you on the couch shaking your head, just frustrated with Saturday. Break down your feelings. This is a little couch session with you.
Tell me how you feel. Well, I feel like hell. It almost became comical. I mean, I think Murphy's Law kind of just explains it perfectly. Whatever can go wrong will go wrong for this football team right now. You can't explain it. I mean, you really can't make up some of these situations. Anytime something was went well, you had a penalty. Something would be bad. I mean, when your punter slips and almost misses the ball, I mean, that's when I'm like, oh, my gosh, like this can't go any worse. I mean, I feel like that was rock bottom at that situation right there when you're trying to punt it and your kicker literally slips and misses the ball. I'm like, holy smokes. I mean, what is going on right now? It's been interesting. There's a lot of things that I are going to have to change, and I know that Frost and his staff are working on that, but I just, every play, you almost were like holding your breath just to see if there was a flag against Nebraska on Saturday, because some were needed to be called and some were BS, in my opinion. But that's just kind of the point we were at on Saturday, was you just couldn't believe what your eyes were seeing anymore.
Jay Moore is with us, Hail Varsity Radio, at JayMoore44 on Twitter, Blackshirt Husker NFLer, and co-host Big Red Wrap-Up. You hit on the refs, and I think 80% of that earned by Nebraska. Tough call on Freedom and Stanley, and more to the point, extremely key moments, momentum changing moments, Jay, with the penalties. And Frost was frustrated at a couple of the calls he didn't think Nebraska deserved, but a lot of times Nebraska was just going beyond the whistle or going beyond the realm of good decision making along the sideline or getting after Blau in the pocket.
Yeah, you know, the ref and the passers, I mean, the one on, I don't remember, it was Khalil or Carlos, that was fairly late. You know, in this day and age, you can't do that. You got to hold up. The one on Freedom, I mean, he literally hits him as he's throwing. Now, if you wanted to say it was a rough in the passer because of a blow to the head, because his hand did hit his head, then sure, then say it and let us know. But that's not rough in the passer. I mean, he was literally getting hit as he's throwing the ball. I mean, that one was pretty bad. I thought the Gerald Foster one was bad, too. I mean, he hits a guy while he's down. And again, I know the football's changed, but that's what happened. I mean, that happened to me. That's what should happen. If you're on the ground, you should get your face buried in the dirt, you know, again. But, you know, that was, you know, a crappy one. Stanley Morgan holding call on the edge and the bubble screen, I think, to JD or Tyjon, that was a bad one. You know, I never did see the hold by Lamar on the pick. We never got to see it. I'm assuming it happened right at the line of scrimmage, because when they did show it, at, you know, during the play when he made the pick, Lamar wasn't even holding on to anyone, so I'd be interested to see where that went down. But again, it's just still sloppy stuff. I mean, the late hit out of bounds, you just can't do. I mean, you're just shooting yourselves in the foot. I mean, I don't know. I can't really say careless. It's just, maybe it is careless and it's dumb. There's a fine line between playing fast, carefree versus dumb, you know, dumb and careless. I just, and then Nebraska's definitely in that dumb and careless point right now, and they just got to clean it up. They got to play so much. They got to play smarter football. They have enough talent to beat Purdue, but they don't have enough talent to overcome 11 penalties for 130-some yards. You cannot have that. They got to get this cleaned up. Otherwise, it's going to be a very long year.
Jay Moore's with us, Hail Varsity Radio. There's been some roster moves. Lamar Jackson now behind Eric Lee. You don't have Will Honus because he's going to have surgery on a knee. Mix out for the foreseeable future. Jay, tough question here, but you've been benched before. I know how you responded. How do you anticipate some of the guys that are going to get to watch football instead of play football responding? And I'm not calling Conrad being benched. He got dinged a little bit in the game, but things went a lot better with Farmer at center.
I hope they respond. If not, that tells you the type of guy that you have, and it tells you that he doesn't need to be playing if he doesn't respond. I can remember going back, you know, my senior year. I remember the play exactly. We're playing Iowa State, and we were on the zone blitz, and I was dropping into coverage, and I had the back in the flat, and the quarterback looked like he was going to scramble, so I kind of came off the back in my coverage because I was going to go hit. I think it was Meyer who was a quarterback at the time for Iowa State, and because he could hit Dingy with his legs. So I got a little over aggressive, and then he tossed the ball right over me as before he got to the line of scrimmage, and he got like a 5-6 yard gain. But I was yanked immediately for coming off my coverage, and rightfully so. I mean, I shouldn't do that. It's my guy. I need to be more patient and wait for him to cross the line of scrimmage before I go do something like that. But I was in, you know, the next. I think I might have been out for the rest of the series. There was a 3-and-out or something like that. But I was back in there. But I learned my mistake. I never did it again. And I hope that's what these guys learn from. And I think, you know, it's not only, you know, how you play in the game, but it's also learning to practice right, doing the little things. And I hope these guys understand that those little things and practicing right are going to lead to better play on Saturday and not getting benched. So I hope they respond. But if those guys don't respond, then you know the type of players that you have on your football team and the type of maturity level you might have it with some of your players. And hopefully they can pick it up. And learn from the mistakes and be better from them.
Coach Frost talked about today. He had four captains come into his office on his off day. I don't want to make too big a deal about this because they're 0-4 and they need to prove it. And I've heard enough talking. I know you've heard enough talking. But it sounds like the light bulb went on. It's like they got to see that, okay, these guys do know what they're talking about for an adjustment to be made. But it sounds like at least day one of practice – that happened today where guys are paying attention to the details from a voice in the locker room versus a voice in the coach.
Well, it's unfortunate you have to go 0-4 to get that. You'd hope going, you know, 4-8 the year before would open up your eyes a little more, but sometimes, you know, guys and teams have to learn the hard way. You need to grow up a little more. I don't know how great the maturity level is on this football team. I know we're playing a lot of young guys, a lot of first-year players. And again, yeah, I mean, you can talk about it. You can say, hey, we want to do the right things. But until you see results, I mean, it's just talk right now. You can have all the team meetings. You can have all the one-on-one meetings with your coaches and Coach Frost as you want. But if you can't go out there and do it Monday through Friday, practicing well one day a week, I mean, that's okay. I mean, you know, it's like hitting one good golf shot on a par four, but you can still make a double bogey with one good golf shot sometimes. You have to do it consistently. And until these kids and these players can understand the consistency of the day in, day out process, the 7 days a week mentality, and showing some results in the football field, then hell, you can have all the team meetings you want, all the players only meetings you want. It's just lip service at the moment. But I hope, I truly do hope there is some light bulb that goes, and we'll see. I mean, you're not going to find any more tougher places than Madison, Wisconsin at night. If they can hang in and they can battle and hang in the soul game, then hey, maybe the light bulb did go off. But if it's a 42-10 type ball game, then hell, I mean, then that's, you know, then they still have some more growing up to do.
Couple minutes here. Jay Moore's with us. Hail Varsity Radio at JayMoore44 on Twitter. Catch him on Big Red Wrap Up. It was good to see Divino Zigbo take the mail and deliver it. And you've seen every time he gets into a game, he does well, right? There's just got to be some consistency, and he started doing that from an everyday practice attack. And he did extremely well. What can Nebraska's running game be with him moving forward, assuming you got him and assuming you got Adrian and the guys now behind Ziggy step up?
Yeah, you know, I think we talked on Friday, and I said this is a game for
we both Divine. Said it's Ziggy's, yeah, it's Ziggy time.
Like, yeah, it felt like it. But I think once you get into conference play, because our backs that we have aren't just, they're not really made to go kind of in between the tackles right now where you have to kind of get once you get into conference play. You see Mo bounce it out. You see Greg Bell kind of want to bounce it out. They're not built for that type of stuff yet. And they'll get to that level within this conference, but they're not there yet, where Divine he's picture perfect for that type of play in this conference. And they'll continue. The run game will continue to improve as long as the O-line can continue to get better and they can stay healthy up front. But the biggest thing I hope that it does for the team is Monday through Friday is showing that, okay, you heard Coach Frost say that those Zigbo practices tail off during the week and is rewarded for it. But not only rewarded for a lot of playing time, but the guy played his tail off and ran hard and was productive, got 170 yards. I hope guys see that if you work hard, the results are going to come. You know, I hope that's what, you know, the rest of the running back room, and I hope the rest of the team understands that and use it as an example. Like, hey, he just worked his tail off Monday through Friday, and he went out there and balled out on Saturday. He did the right things. He had one of the, probably the best game of his career. And just because he took care of his business Monday through Friday. So hope that sets a precedent. Hope that sets an example for the rest of the team and can learn and say, you know what? I want to be that productive on Saturday. I'm ready to, you know, take care of my business Monday through Friday, because I tell you what, when you do that, there's nothing better than getting rewarded on Saturdays.
Jay, got about 60 seconds here. A main takeaway from Frost's emotion after the game, the post-game presser.
It shows that he cares and that he really wants to change this around here. But the unfortunate thing, I don't know. I think there's some guys on this team that don't care as much as he does. And that's where I think the disconnect is falling right now. He wants to change this thing. It shows that he cares. It shows that he wants to change the culture. He wants to change this program to get it back to what he was able to play in the 90s. And the fortunate thing is I just don't know if there's guys on the team that care as much as he does. And that's where I think the disconnect is coming right now. I don't know if the guys, you know, on the team have that sense of pride in their own play sometimes. And, you know, I think they get a little, you know, they make mistakes. They kind of throw it off to the side and say, oh, well, we'll get them next time. Well, you know what? There may be no next time. You keep making mistakes, you're not going to play anymore. So I think I love to see the passion. I love to see the energy. I love to see the fight. You know, it just shows me that he cares and, you know, shows your players that, you know, I want to play with a guy that has that passion for this place, because he does. He understands it, and he definitely has a passion for this place. So it was really good to see.
Jay, we'll be watching you Tuesday on Big Red Wrap Up, and we'll get caught up again. Jay Moore, Blackshirt Husker NFLer. Thanks, Bird.
Yep, you got it, Smitty.
And we're back.
Fellas, think we could listen to the radio?
On Hail Varsity Radio, presented by the Nebraska Lottery.
Yes! That's awesome!
Welcome back to Hail Varsity Radio, presented by the Nebraska Lottery. Danny Burke, your producer and co-host, alongside Schmitty. Schmitty's letting in a special guest, head coach Mark Manning. We're getting him in the studio. But in the meantime, Schmitty wanted me to go over our Friday forecast picks. Unfortunately, I didn't realize this till after we picked them. Schmitty kind of copied every single pick I had. I texted him later and said, wait a minute, buddy, you kind of screwed me over here. We have the same exact picks. He said, well, yeah, why do you think I let you go first? So, fortunately, you know what that means. Schmitty and I were the losers. Me and him both going 1-3 on the night. Jay Moore and Clausburn, they both win 500, so 2-2 record for both of them. They split it. I guess they get a share of the top spot there. Schmitty walks back into the studio here, getting him set up. He's giving me a shake of the head, knowing that I'm trashing him for picking the same as me. But, yeah, we had Notre Dame, and that was about it, covering 5.5 on that spread. Jay had Kentucky. Clausburn had Kentucky. Clausburn also had Penn State +3, which was a good cover by him. Clausburn had Stanford covering. That did not happen. And, of course, we all had Nebraska. They did not come through as well either. So hopefully we're shaping up for a better week coming up. Nebraska, as Schmitty mentioned earlier, I just checked. It looked like they were a 20-point underdog. So I'm going to make some choices at that early on rather than later, as I'm sure that'll move a little bit higher as the week goes on, but it'll always be hard to tell. So, Schmitty, I was just giving you a little bit of crap here, but so what do you have to say for your 1-3 record?
I'm going to sick head coach Mark Manning into your studio, your filthy, stinking studio, and he's going to hammer you. That's what's going to happen. Head coach Mark Manning, Nebraska Wrestling, is in studio. Coach, it's awesome to see you.
You too, Chris. Thanks for having us on.
Hey, man, good to get caught up. What's happening Friday? Lay it out for the listeners.
Okay, so each year we've been fortunate the last 7-8 years to have guys make the world team or Olympic team, and James Green mm-hmm. made his fourth world team, and Jordan Burroughs made his eighth world team. We're having a send-off party for those guys on Friday night. This Friday, we're having an open workout at 4 o'clock up at the Hendrick Sports Complex. And then we're going to have a social at 6 o'clock, 6 to 8, down at the Mill on Innovation Campus, right?
I go there between doing the KFOR morning show. I head to the mill. Not like advert. I'm just saying, I get a cup of coffee there. That's a sweet spot, man. I knew nothing about it.
Absolutely awesome. It's great for our
comfortable
campus.
Yeah, it's wonderful. And then I go to practice. It's wonderful.
Yeah, yeah.
I have coffee, not their beer, but you know.
Yeah. I think they do. They do have adult beverages served
that
night.
Yes, they do. I get a funny look at 9:30. You want what? I want a coffee. Trust me. I interrupted you. Go ahead.
Oh no, it's good. We're really gonna send James and Jordan off on a good note. They compete October 20th to the 23rd at the World Championships in Budapest, Hungary. So they leave next Monday. So we're having that send-off party on Friday night. Great opportunity for Husker fans to get out, maybe watch them work out. But if not, meet us at the mill. We're going to do a little program, really do a question and answer for James and Jordan, get to know them a little bit more as people just wrestlers, and then also autographs and just a lot of fun stuff.
I bet. And just for what James and Jordan have been able to do is incredible. And again, back to the World Championships. What separates them? I mean, and you've been with them, you've recruited them, you've coached them, you're there with them, but they are second to none. They are elite. What makes them so hard to beat, first of all, but second of all, why are they so consistent? Because being great consistently is incredibly difficult.
Yeah, that's right. Absolutely. We all know that, and we've seen it here. We've been fortunate, obviously, at Nebraska, have a lot of sports, have a lot of elite athletes, but they're elite people, first and foremost. You know, you have some people that can do it and win at the highest level once in a while, but for these guys to win consistently, it's just a testimony of their character, their work ethic, and their mindset. They just put their work in and just keep developing themselves, and they're just great human beings. They're awesome. They represent, you know, not only University of Nebraska in first class manner, but USA, and these guys are trying to win a world title, and it's tough to do it, you know. And so they're elite people first and foremost.
That they are. And Coach Manning is in studio. The workout is open on Friday at 4:00. A send off party is going to be going on this Friday from 6 to 8. Jordan Burroughs, James Green, both guys that are proud Huskers, proud Americans, are going to the World Championships yet again. What's in front of them when they get to Budapest?
So they're really...
Kind of lay it out. I mean, just the competition they're going to be facing in the world. I mean, it's self-described, right?
Yeah. There'll be 40 to 48 guys in their weight class from 48 different countries. And so they just have to win their bracket. They have to just keep winning, going out the front.
Survive and advance, right?
Yeah, survive, advance, and survive. That's right. And they're well prepared. They're ready to go. They're anxious for, you know, this is once every year. And so you have to be right, you know, mentally and as well as physically. And they're just, both at a good place right now.
Amount of training leading up to this to finish. I mean, this is what you're working towards.
Absolutely.
You
got
to be super disciplined to be ready to rock up to this point, right?
Yeah, for sure. And then, you know, it all comes down to that game day. You got to perform, you know?
Uh-huh.
And they both know that. They both understand that element. And they've been there, done it. And I think that really helps Jordan. Jordan could set, you know, an American record here moving forward, being a six-time World Olympic champion.
Yeah.
It's unprecedented. So Jordan can make some history, but really focused on just winning the moment, win
Absolutely.
That day. And those guys are pretty good at doing that.
You're a huge football guy. You love football. Mark Manning's with us, Hail Varsity Radio. You know Coach Frost. You know this staff. You know Tanner Farmer.
Yep.
Because he did some wrestling, obviously. And I know the number isn't what you want in that win column for Nebraska football, but I wanted to kind of get your take on what you're seeing from Coach Frost and some of the guys, you know, Farmer and company, just what's ahead.
Yeah, well, it's a tough road, as we all know, but, you know.
It's going to pop.
Yeah, Coach Frost has got the right ingredients, and he's got the right staff. I know a number of their his staff. They're awesome people. And just takes more guys buying into and believing in what they're doing. And it's going to happen. And, you know, we all want to get back to where, you know, Alabama and Ohio State and Clemson and so on are. And so to do that, it, you know, why would anyone be satisfied with 6-6? No, more wins, but at the end of the day, it's about building something. Like I think Coach Frost even said it here a day or two ago, you know, about building. You don't build it on and bad soil. You want to build it on.
You got to have the right foundation.
Solid foundation. And that's one piece at a time. It's one person at a time. It's one recruit at a time. And one guy buying in at a time. And so that's a tough element. It's winning is hard to do.
Stay with us. Coach Manning in studio with Hail Varsity.
And now, back to Hail Varsity Radio.
Second down and 10. 10th play of the drive for Nebraska. It's Osigbo up the middle. Osigbo down the sideline. And Osigbo diving for the pylon touchdown.
That was Ziggy into the end zone. Divine Osigbo, your IBEW electrifying play of the game. You want a career, not just a job. You like working with your hands, but need an income while training. Check out buildingnebraska.org. NECA, the National Electrical Contractors Association, at IBEW Local 265, International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, accepting applications statewide for their apprentice program. Great wages, benefits, pension, and professional training to become an electrician. Find out more at building.nebraska.org. NECA and IBEW Local 265, the power of partnership. How good was it to see Ziggy get in? 17 for 170 and 2 touchdowns. We were calling for Ziggy all week, weren't we?
That's right, yeah. We needed to see who the definitive back would be, and now we have the answer. It's going to be Ziggy, and he had this game to prove himself. It was on the bubble with Greg Bell of Washington.
He's always played well.
Right, he has.
Always played well.
There's been some times where his line maybe has been the problem, hasn't come through for him, but the line did enough to get the job done, and Ziggy really proved himself this past weekend, so good for him. It's finally coming to fruition for him getting that starting spot, and there's no doubt he's earned it.
He's awesome. Mark Manning, head Nebraska wrestling coach, is in a send-off party. James Green, Jordan Burroughs, 6-8 at the Mill location on Innovation Campus, 6-8 Friday, and they'll have an open training session at 4 at Devaney. Man, I tell you what, it is such an event. Brother-in-law Andy is a huge wrestler, was a wrestler at State. Him and his family grew up doing it. They love it. They go to all the Nebraska wrestling matches, and you know what? It's so awesome for you to let folks know that, hey, Jordan and James can get your thumbs up. You can go see him off.
Yeah. Absolutely, it's gonna be great, and I know those guys are excited to represent Team USA, and they both were honored a few weeks ago at the game at first Colorado game on September 1st.
Yes, end of the first quarter.
Yeah, and they kind of
spurred the comeback, didn't they?
That's right. They're huge Husker fans, and obviously this is their school, and this is where they train, and they live, and they're both married, and. And Jordan has two young ones.
Jordan's a kid out of Jersey. Is it Camden?
No, he's out of Sicklerville.
Sicklerville. But not far from Rozier, right? Like
no,
where Rozier grew up.
Actually, they met on the sidelines there. And
that's what I thought.
And James, too, is about 20 minutes from there in Winslow Township. And so, yeah, they all talked. And
little
so
Jersey, little Jersey action. I
Jersey
like it.
Pipeline.
That's
right.
Right.
There.
New Jersey, man. You got to go to Jersey. The
Peter's brothers, too.
Oh, they got that Peterbilt tattoo going. It's good stuff. No, absolutely. So much Jersey love. I like it. Coach, got about 30 seconds. Please come back and tell us what's going on with Nebraska wrestling.
Be great.
And you're welcome anytime. We appreciate you. We appreciate you listening, man.
You bet. Thanks
so good
a lot,
to see
Chris.
You.
Yeah.
Go Manzito football.
Yeah, that's right.
Right.
Yep.
You got a couple of kids playing for Manzito, and so is Junior. And working on his blocking.
CD and rookie, go yeah. Manziel.
That's right. Fired up. Little youth football. Coach, good to see you.
Yep. Thanks a lot,
Danny, Chris. You and I tied this week.
Yeah, I laid it down. Don't worry. I gave him the lowdown.
How I read rode your coattails
yep,
to a one and, to a 1-3.
Exactly.
Not
yeah.
riding your coattails anymore.
I'm not going to let
I think you.
You
owe me a steak and a beer for that one. Tomorrow, Rick Pizzo going to be with us. Mitch Sherman and Mohammed Berry. Hail Varsity, back at you tomorrow at 4. Thanks.